Behind Lockhart Auction, hundreds of cattle fill row after row of metal pens. In the past few weeks, the number of cows being brought to sale barns like this one around the state has climbed dramatically, double, even triple the number brought for auction the same time last year. In the middle of the worst single-year drought in Texas history, the cost of feeding a cow is about 5 times higher than normal. Tim Von Dolan is one of the owners of Lockhart Auction.
People have finally gotten to the point of whether they've been feeding and trying to buy feed or hay or things like that, and the cost is just getting too high for them to be able to justify keeping the cow, so they decide to turn the cow into money.
Inside the auction building, the cattle are guided through a narrow chute. One at a time, they go through a metal door into a fenced area. They parade in front of a crowd of mostly men in cowboy hats sitting in rows of theater seats as the auctioneer calls out prices. When there's a winning bid, the cow exits stage right.
Some of the cattle that are here are being bought to go out of state, other areas that have had rainfall, have got grass to sustain a cow herd. But that's not the vast majority. The vast majority go into the food chain.
That is, maybe a few of these cows will end up as brisket at one of Lockhart's famous barbecue joints down the street. Lee Baker has been in the cattle business for about 40 years. He sold off some of his herd a few months back. Baker says he expects some people to get out of the business entirely.
Really, since about 2006, we've been basically dry, really, all of this area has. We've had a few times when it's rained a lot, but just over a couple of months, and then we go back to a dry period. So it's been a hard fight the last 5 years, really.
Baker says the sheer number of cows being brought to auction is driving down prices, and he says that might make it difficult for some ranchers to get back into the game when the drought breaks.
You sell a 1,000-pound cow for $500, and if you go to replace her when it does rain some, you'll probably pay $1,000 to $1,200 for one, so you're in the hole pretty good from what you sold to what you're going to have to buy back.
Dr. Larry Redman is a forage specialist with the Texas AgriLife Extension Service. He says even at a loss, ranchers are better off getting out until the drought is over.
As we continue to shrink the size of the herd because of the drought conditions, absolutely, when we come back in, everybody's going to be wanting to come in. Prices are going to be higher, but I still maintain it'd be cheaper to do that than try to feed your way out of the drought.
In the short term, the sell-off could mean lower prices for beef processors, but that isn't likely to translate into lower prices at the grocery store. Even when it does rain again, analysts say it could take 3 years for the cattle industry in Texas to recover. Matt Largie, KUT News.